It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Craig and Joe are here today with you to entertain you and educate you on everything cannabis. It's always a pleasure to do it. You know what's funny, Craig, is we, as much shit as we talk to each other, well, we do a show together as we've done the last few podcasts,
the best.
People have literally called up, and I'm going to play one of the voicemails later on another show, but they said when it's just us two, it's the best. And then Mark came in the middle, and they said it was horrible. But, you know, they said his story was good about the bus that he did, but other than that, they like us.
Hey,
Fans have spoken.
It is what it is.
It's one Jew and one bean together forever. We're tougher than leather. I just want to thank Dime Industries for always being a part of the show and doing what they do. And you know what time it is? It's dime time. And thank you for everybody that showed up to G4 Live, the next one coming up September and leading into October. I got another Go Green for you, and I'm so curious on where I'm going to lead with this or where I'm going to go with this, Craig, on your thoughts. But I want to start with this. Jay-Z's cannabis company just scored a major deal. His company is set to produce 9,000 pounds of cannabis. Champagne label Armand de Begnac, the agency of Roc Nation, that's the whole cannabis brand name, right? Well, the streaming platform Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, in particular, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey just purchased a major stake in Tidal for $297 million in cash and stock bonds. So they're making big money there, right? They're always just, this whole Roc Nation and everything Jay-Z's touching is just phenomenal. But it wasn't enough for Jay-Z's newest endeavor. $297 million, no big deal. You know why? Why? Because in 2020, Jay-Z announced the latest venture, a cannabis line called Monogram, officially launched in December of 2020. Now, the California-based company currently offers various cannabis strains ranging between 23% to 34.9% THC. Craig, can you help break that down in layman's terms a little bit? As well as, of course, these pre-rolled joints starting at $40 a pop, according to the website, which is just a little over high as fuck for a pre-roll. You pay $40 for
that's
a pre-roll?
That's high as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. I'm like,
$40 for a pre-roll?
So is $40 pre-roll 39.9% THC? I've heard so many stories these labs that get...
These labs are fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to say it.
There is no uniformity with these labs. I mean, you can have three different labs test something and get three different results.
Off the same batch.
Same batch.
So when I see between 23% and 34.9% THC, we just keep it 100 here with you folks. And, you know, we've heard stories of labs changing these numbers. Or they just come out differently, like Craig just said. And they're not changing them. They just come out differently. So we've heard all of the above. And those labs that are tampering with the numbers aren't going to last. Those labs who are like, this is what it tested, this is what we're putting out, I'm sorry.
And some labs will fail the batch so they can get the remediation work to fix it.
I know.
Which is expensive.
So there's a lot of things, and this is the part of the game that is so hard when you think about making it regulation everywhere, federally legal, because then these testing labs have to become in uniform, sync of what they're doing for the industry. And it becomes hard, folks, because each lab may have even the same fucking equipment. And it's the same stuff. And it still comes out differently. So, and I've been to these labs. I've seen them. I don't know if you've been to labs, but I've been to like three labs. And it's so interesting because it feels like they're doing straight DNA. And they are. They're doing DNA style testing. And they're full on scientist style. White lab coats, the whole fucking laced up like you're in a straight laboratory for doing real medicine stuff. But my point is, you know, so these are what they're coming out at. You know, whatever that means to you out there, I'm sure it means nothing. But bottom line, of course, a higher percentage of THC is a much higher high and the dose, and you're feeling it a lot more. But as reported by the hot new hip hop, Jay-Z's, the parent company, which owns Monogram, has now closed a $50 million deal to buy Mercer Park Brand Accusations Corp. But that's not all. In fact, Mercer Park has also signed a $567 million deal to merge with Glasshouse Farms. Now, this will result in Jay-Z's company inking a 10-year deal with Glasshouse to produce over 900,000 pounds of top-quality cannabis.
Wow.
It's a lot of money being pushed around, a lot of deals being moved around. And one thing I've noticed as we talk about all these big deals, and some of them come, some of them go, Jay-Z's have been pretty official. When he signed with Caliva in the Bay Area, Caliva's a big fucking powerhouse out there in San Jose. They're major in the Bay, right? And their facility is phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, folks, do yourself a favor and Google Caliva, C-A-L-I-V-A, and look at how they're growing, how they're doing. They're in their grow house in the white lab uniforms. They're putting the stuff over their shoes. They do not go in the fucking... This is where I'm talking about where they're growing the flower. So they treat the flower like it's medicine. And I love that about Caliva. So when Jay-Z hooked up with Caliva, I was actually a fan because I'm like, dude, I've been following this company for a minute. As they say, though, our strategic investments accomplish two important components. Gaining access to Glasshouse Greenhouse, grown cannabis at attractive pricing, and expanding the distribution of our products to their network of retail stores. Apart from this massive deal, Jay-Z's, the parent company, has recently bought 4 acres of cannabis farmers in California, which will receive $17 million in cash and shares in the company. So now Jay-Z owns 17, did I say 17? The company has recently bought four acres. It's a decent size, 4 acres, yeah. Not too big, decent size. But to buy 4 acres in Killer Cali when you're from the East Coast, now you're able to send back some good. Because we all know growing weed in Cali is a lot better than growing weed in most parts of the country. It's just facts.
Well, you know what, though? I think that's changing to some degree.
With the in-house and this and that.
Because of the light deprivation in-house. A lot of people only want indoor as opposed to outdoor. But you're right for the most part. If you're going to grow outdoor, obviously it's better here than anywhere else.
But it's more dangerous. Hold on a second. Say that again.
It's more dangerous.
It's more dangerous here to grow? No, he's buying legal stuff, so it's not going to be as dangerous. What do you mean by that?
Because I've watched documentaries on where's he growing in California? North California?
It doesn't say exactly where. It says the parent company has recently bought 4 acres of cannabis farmers in California who will receive $17 million. It didn't say where. In my head, I thought trifecta, but, you know, I just thought that, of course. I mean, it could have been fucking Bakersfield.
It wouldn't be Bakersfield.
No, he's buying it in prime spots. And it's legal. So, I mean, dangerous in the fact that he's going to get robbed dangerous? Hey, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of farmers are having territory wars on growing. That's what I've heard in North California.
That's more northern. Yeah, well, I mean, Northern California, Southern California, all over. It's still funny style, and all these indoor spots are popping. But my point is, the thing that I am happy for Jay-Z about, which I'm not the biggest fan of, is that he's getting it from the right spot. You know what I'm saying? He teamed up with Caliva. He's buying property, land in California to grow the killer. So I believe his product's going to be killer. I think, you know, I like his music. There's some personal shit about Jay-Z I don't like and feel, so I have this look. I'm a little bitter towards him, although I rock his music. I like him, but he's done some things where I'm just like, I forgive you, but I think you're sometimes too much. You know what I'm saying?
All I know is name.
He's just done some stuff that makes... Well, I'm going to tell you what he's done. Ready for me to tell you what he's done that pissed me off? When he said to Colin Kaepernick, who are you to be fucking the leader of this whole BLM shit? When it's like, who the fuck is anybody? Craig could be the fucking leader of it. Let's make some notable record. Like, let's talk about this shit. Period. It shouldn't be, who's the leader? Who are you? Football is not the place to be political.
And Kaepernick didn't appoint himself as the leader.
Exactly. And then...
He just did what he did.
But then he flipped ship and like, oh yeah, we need to do like... No, I ain't forgot the fucking words you said first off, Playboy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't forgot that shit.
Called the flipper.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that one had me bitter. And maybe he shined me off on one interview I did with him back in the day, too. You know what I mean? Maybe he gave me a little cold shoulder. And I'm like, look, player, I'm just trying to do my fucking interview. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do my job. And then he did it, but it was still a little bitter with me. Like, come on, dude. Just be cool. We're just doing an interview. I'm sitting here at the fucking Run DMC Hand Walk of Fame stuff. And you're right here. Might as well talk with me. So whatever. Those are my personal issues. Now you guys see why I'm bitter. Those are the two reasons why. Other than that, I like his music. I like that he's married to Beyonce. I like that they're a powerhouse. I like that he's doing this with Cleva. I like that he's doing good cannabis. I just wish he'd give it a little cheaper, which I think he's going to start doing when he starts collaborating, because he said they're going to start doing it for a more reasonable price, and he's spending big, big paper. All that being said, Craig, this is where I was alluding to as well. Do you feel like the celebrity game is kind of ruining the cannabis market? Because you know, even Jaleel White, you remember who he is, right?
Uh-huh.
Purple Urkel?
Yep.
Purple Urkel cannabis is out there. So you got Purple Urkel, you got this, you got that. Do you think it's...
I mean, I don't know if it's ruining it or not, but I mean, people are trying to use their name a lot to push cannabis and trying to, you know, cash in on it, which I don't hate for that.
I mean, I've seen a headline...
But just because someone's name is on a product... has nothing to do with how good the product is.
Exactly. I seen the headline that says, "Are celebrities ruining or helping the cannabis market?"
It depends on the cannabis that they're selling.
I don't even think it depends on the cannabis that they're selling. I think it depends on how the person carries themselves, right? Because if you're rocking somebody who's just a fucking moron, I can't think of the biggest moron right now that I would say. Who would be somebody that's just an idiot right now, maybe in and out of jail, and maybe they get looked at great. Who knows? Oh, maybe what's his name that used to party all the time? Like said, the one who used the quote, "I don't pay hookers for sex, I pay him to leave."
That was Charlie
Robert
Sheen.
Downey Jr. Charlie Sheen. Was it Charlie Sheen or
yeah,
Jr.?
It was Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. So let's say Charlie Sheen comes out with a cannabis line. Good? Bad? Good.
I don't think it's indifferent.
I don't either, kind of. I'm just trying to
Who cares?
You know what? And my point is behind that headline, are celebrities ruining or helping the cannabis market? I think they're helping it, period, because they open everyone's eyes to it. If you're a fan of that celebrity and you didn't know about it, you're like, oh, shit, I didn't know that dude smokes weed.
I'm going to go smoke weed now, too.
Well, maybe I'll try it now. I liked him in this movie, that movie, this movie, that movie. Either way, these are the big things that are happening. I'm Joe Grande. That's Who's Going Green. When we come back, we're going to have Little Brother. He's going to talk about this bust that happened across the pond. And you know what time it is? Charlie Sheen did come out with a band. Thank you, Franchino. It's dime time, folks. And Connector, we want to thank you guys all for helping us out all the time. Also, Cali FX. And if you're looking for some terpenes, Terpene Warehouse is the spot. Mark, get your ass in here. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. You know what time it is.
It's time for when cannabis goes bad.
Also, it's dime time. So when you're thinking about smoking, dime time is the way to go. Also want to give a shout out to Cali FX and, of course, Skinny Weed, Janae, Christine. Love you guys so much. Check out that Cali FX and feel the effects. And also remind everybody, the big show is going to be coming up again, you guys. G4 Live in September, the end of October. Just want to give you a heads up. We're working on a big,
is
big
it in
act.
September or the end of October?
It goes into October, so it's September 30th. 30,
to
you know,
to the 1st of September.
Second, I don't know the dates exactly off the top of my head.
But it can't
but
be...
September 29th, 30th.
It can't be late September and late October.
I feel like an asshole right now, to be honest with you, Craig, and thank you for pointing that out and making me feel this way.
Hey,
well, you're
I
not
just
making
want
me feel
to
this
know
way.
Who are listening.
You're
gotta,
right. No,
we gotta
no,
clarify.
You're, no, you're 100% right. It's the 29th, 30th, and the 1st and 2nd, or the 30th, 1st, and 2nd. There we go. Thank you for making me look at my calendar.
Okay, hold on.
The
29th?
30th is a Thursday.
Okay, 30th.
The 29th. We're going to probably be there the 22nd. Knowing you. The real event.
Let's go now.
It's the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. Mark and I might be there on the 21st. You know, a little pregame.
Setting up.
Mark's not opposed to it. I'm sure he's probably going to get the pass right now. Babe, Joe said it's the 21st. I got to mark it on the calendar.
We're there.
But now it is time for when cannabis goes bad.
Well, hey, out of Birmingham, England, the headline reads, "Drug dopes. Dealers open door to cops they mistook for customers."
Across the Oops. Pond, that is? That's in Birmingham, across the
Birmingham,
pond, correct?
Birmingham, England.
And in good
in
old
England.
England.
Two drug dealers got an unpleasant surprise when they were met by armed officers just as they opened the door to head out of their apartment in Birmingham, West Midlands. They arrested the duo, and they were identified as Wesley Carter, 39, Keelan Simpson, 24. After their flat was searched, the officers were dispatched to the location after receiving calls where they were informed about these two men who allegedly were in possession of firearms.
Mark, I'm going to put you on the test right now. Hold on a second. You've been acting a lot. You've been to classes, and this is going to put you to your test right now. You ready? I want you to be both police officers having that call and how they show up with an English accent on how you walked into this flat. Hold on. I'll send it off.
Hello, mate. Mr. Mate Wasserman, we have a call on the flat.
Take it away. You're an actor. I thought you were an actor. See how I just acted right now, Craig?
You did.
Can we have some fun? Here we go.
We can have a lot of fun.
Your brother's watching you to see if you're a real actor. He's waiting. You're taking a long time. The directors are getting mad now.
Okay. Coming up to the flat. Give me that again.
Okay, now you're getting the mode. You got in the mode. I see you. Did you see the mode turn on him right now? He just got that face like, it's okay, it's time.
Hello, mate. We have a call on the flat. There's some cannabis going down.
Open the door. Open the door now. Right now. We need to get in there and see what guns, what ammo, and if you have the cannabis, we are going to take you down. Open this door.
I had no cannabis in here. Get the fuck out.
They certainly got a shock when we walked right through that door and found 15 pounds of cannabis laying on the floor, packaged just
right. This is Birmingham. Get the fuck out.
You have to get down on the floor on your knees and blow it.
Did you have a warrant, sir?
We don't need a warrant. We are in England. No warrant is necessary. And the officers approached, and they arrived at the scene as these two lads were looking for customers to
sell. Wesley, let's
sell.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was good. That was fun for me. Okay. Thank you.
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time. Craig, did that entertain you at all?
No.
Not at all?
These officers also discovered three revolvers, a black handgun, nearly 80 rounds of ammunition, and half a kilo of cocaine, and a 50-plant cannabis farm.
Hold on a second. A half a key of coke?
Half a kilo of cocaine.
And how many other drugs there?
They were packing.
Yeah.
At 50 plants. They value the coke at $26,000. Lead shots, casings, ammunition, making equipment, and printed
guide. How did they hear about Wesley and Kayleen?
Hold on. They had a printed guide on how to make bullets also, and that was seized. After reviewing footage from the security cameras, officers saw Carter Pip carrying the bag of cocaine out in public.
I don't know about you guys, more towards you, Craig, because you're a gun-toting son of a bitch. Does it rub you any differently when you hear that? Like, all this story was like, okay, I get it. But then once I heard how to make bullets, makes me go, okay, now you guys are up to too much. Like, I always feel like people are up to too much.
A lot of people pack their own ammo.
So that part doesn't, I would think that wouldn't bother you. To me, that bothers me.
A lot of people who hunt, hunters, they pack their own ammo.
Do you think these guys are fucking hunters? Maybe, but do you really think it?
What's your point?
Does it bother you that they're drawing up and creating their own ammo to probably keep themselves safe?
No.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
I don't know. Well, it makes me feel funny when they have all that dope and they're drug dealers like that, and then they're making bullets.
But if they have no drugs or anything, then it's okay to pack your own bullets?
No, if they're hunters, I think they're able to pack their own bullets.
Well, they admitted to everything.
Shut up.
At the hearing, they admitted to possession of the illegal guns and ammunition and Class A drugs and cannabis cultivation and admitting to those offenses.
Why did the cops go in there anyways in Birmingham? What was the reason?
Because somebody called and said...
Were they black guys on the porch again?
they think there are firearms.
Even in England?
Somebody called and they went.
You know what?
Sounds like in England you don't need PC. It's different.
No. They get the brothers there in England too. It's everywhere. That's a global thing. Black folks in England get it.
No.
Well.
But the cops don't need the same kind of probable cause to go in somewhere. It sounds
you don't,
like.
Oh,
I don't know.
You don't have your license across the pond.
I don't.
We'll have to talk to somebody else.
You have another good one for us before we head to this break and come back with some great news from Craig Wasserman.
Yeah, I got one more. When cannabis goes bad, out of cyberspace. The headline reads: Mom slammed for seemingly naming her daughter after her favorite cannabis strain.
That's fucking crazy.
They name her Sativa?
A mom on Instagram.
Obama. OG Kush. That's my baby girl right there. Come here, OG Kush. Get over here. I got your cereal ready.
Are you ready? A mom on Instagram has been roasted after seemingly naming her daughter after a strain of cannabis. In an image that was shared to Reddit, The 420 friendly mother was seen posting an image of her young daughter's first day at school to Instagram, which all seemed pretty normal at first. But the caption, however, was another story. The caption said,
"Cookies just attended kindergarten."
Indica's first day at preschool today. And it is spelled I-N-D-I-K-A-H. Indica's first day at preschool.
Why do I think that's cute right now? Like when I hear the name, oh, that's a cute name.
Spread your wings, baby girl. The world is a beautiful place to explore.
She's going to blossom like a beautiful flower.
The kicker came at the end of the post where she puzzled.
Whoa. Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off.
Puzzlingly. Where she puzzlingly tagged a cannabis enthusiast page on Instagram. Cannabis Talk 101. No, it wasn't that one.
That'd be great. Pop Brothers at Law. STFU.
For the uninitiated, indica is a classification of cannabis known for its relaxing and therapeutic qualities and is scientifically referred to as cannabis indica. The strain is popular for use at the conclusion of one's day as it promotes sleepiness and relief to those suffering from chronic pain. Despite the positive qualities of the plant, some people took issue with someone being named after it. As expected, Reddit users had a field day over the bizarre choice. You ready for how she got slammed?
I can only imagine.
Many slammed the moniker as trashy and cringy, with a small minority dubbing the odd name as Bada. B-A-D-A.
What does that stand for?
I don't know. One flabbergasted Redditor wrote, "I can't believe someone called their daughter Indica. Well, I kind of feel it is very possible. I just can't comprehend it." What's wrong with people? Another added, "This will be the next fade. It will replace Crystal soon." What do you think?
I think the name sounded beautiful. I know,
you know,
Crystal, and I get it.
Indica and sativa. You know how to tell the difference.
One, you're in the couch. That's one, it. You're up. I mean,
for our listeners, yeah, and that's how you tell. That's how you remember the difference.
Put you in the couch.
So, we all are in the stages of our kids having kids one day. Craig, you're probably the soonest. Although I do have a 21-year-old daughter as well. Your son comes to you who's in the cannabis game and says, "Dad, we're having a daughter. You're gonna have your first granddaughter. And we're going to name her Indica."
Hell yeah.
You'd love it, right?
Hell yeah. Why not?
I think it's beautiful, too. I'm not going to lie.
Or sativa.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Summer Sativa. That's not her real name. But
or how about her? How about naming your kid Hybrid?
That just sounds like a stupid name. But Kush. You know what I mean?
Kush.
I don't think the name sounds as cute as, like, you know, Kush. Sativa or Indica. Those sound like pretty names. The way you spelt it, too, Indica.
Yeah.
Indica,
it.
Can you come up here, please? It's a cool sounding name for a kid, actually.
I agree.
And I actually don't really lean towards these type of things. Like, I'm Mr. the other way. Like, that's ridiculous. I like that.
What is it? Anybody else's fucking business?
There's right. That point, yes. Too, Craig. Yes. That's really, you know. But I mean,
butt your nose out of how I named my kid.
I mean,
kid.
If you named your kid Doorknob, it's a little
but
ridiculous
you
because
there,
you sell doors.
You
but,
put
you know.
It out there on social media, you better expect whatever's going to come.
You're going to expect a lot of people who think they know it all and give
idiots.
It all.
Got it.
Yes, we'll be right back. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Before we leave, I just want to let you guys know about Terpene Warehouse. Terpene Warehouse for the best terpenes in the business. Check out Terpene Warehouse. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be back after this. Craig, he had to leave, so it's your time. Take a hit.
Sit back.
You don't even. What's wrong with you?
I told you.
One day you. Here's the worst part about this.
Take a hit. No. Get lit and sit back.
Let me explain to the audience
out
there.
I knocked it out the first time.
Here's the fucked up part, guys listening.
I told you it's too
hot
in this
studio. Hold on a second. Listen. People listening, we haven't moved. We've recorded about 3 shows sitting right here in the same fucking seats in the same moment. He said this just 20 minutes ago.
Perfectly.
And he can't remember. So I don't know if this is anecdotal evidence that a stoner can't remember.
Hey, I'm not high.
Or he's just an idiot.
I didn't get a break to
Pitt,
get high.
Which one do you think it is? He doesn't even know either.
He's
hitting his pin.
It's the heat.
Either way, welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Mark, thank you for giving us that great story out of England with that big bust. I don't have any more Jay-Z stories and this and that, but I know you got
some
good cannabis news.
Stories. Hey.
I mean, I got some other stories.
I know we've all heard of this one today. I heard it the other day, actually. Amazon said it will stop drug testing many workers for marijuana and will also actively lobby Congress to pass a federal legalization bill.
How excited were you when you seen that?
The move to treat cannabis the same as alcohol use from one of the U.S.'s largest employers is likely to have a large impact. What do you think of that?
I mean, let's all just sit
Bezos
back.
Bezos wants to own the motherfucking world.
And not only that.
And everything in it.
His delivery of it is going to change everything. Everything's going
to
be
everything. I talked to people about that today, actually. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. They'd have to change the laws in every state and every city because you need to have a license in every city that you're in.
And Amazon's not going to be able to get that done?
They might, but it's still limited.
You got to think Amazon's probably selling shit in certain states that they need certain permits anyways. Realistically.
But what they'll most likely do is what some of the largest cannabis delivery services did is that they go and because before, you know, in the old market, you didn't need a license from a city to have a delivery service. So you had a delivery service and you delivered everywhere, no matter where you were. When they said you needed a license, you needed a premise, a zoned area in a city that allows it, and you need to get a city and state permit. A lot of these companies couldn't find cities that allowed them to have a business for delivery. So what they've done is they've gone and partnered up with existing storefront dispensaries in order to be their delivery arm, as opposed to starting their own business from scratch. So that's what I believe an Amazon would do. Uber has come out and said the same thing, that once it goes legal, they're going to definitely look into delivering Uber like Uber Eats. And, you know, I think what has to happen is, and what we advise our clients, is you get the best business up and running, and you show how good it is. And by the time the Ubers and Amazons come along, sell it out and make the big bucks.
Well, it's just dope that, you know, Amazon is using
this whole... They're going to come in sooner or later.
This whole MORE Act, you know, the company stopped drug testing. The company employs nearly 1.3 million people worldwide.
It's insane.
1.3 million people worldwide Jeff Bezos is helping take care of. He and his wife built a monster. I applaud that dude constantly as I get a fucking Amazon box in my house every day.
Don't you hear sometimes about the working conditions, though? People complaining about the working conditions. You know what my son says?
I never have, to be honest with you. I don't have any friends.
There's been a lot of complaints about working conditions and benefits and blah, blah, blah. And you know what my son said? Who runs his own company.
Get another job?
Who runs his company now. He's like, you know what? Bezos and half the people in upper management, they could shut down Amazon today and live the rest of their life without working.
Hello.
And what are these 1.3 million people going to do now?
Yeah, complain that they don't have a job rather than complain about the conditions of the job.
Right.
You're playing about
so
a
you're
check that you're
worker?
Making.
Are you anti-union?
I like fair, to be honest. I just like to look at it all and say, is that fair?
You know, life ain't fair, brother.
And I'm about to answer my own shit and say, you want fair? It's opening up here in Orange County or go to fucking Pacoima.
Or open up your own thing and take the risk.
You know,
that's why when you have your own business
and
you
I
take
get
your
it.
Own risk.
Even when you look at
risk
you know,
reward.
Companies that pay for insurance, companies that cover 401ks, those are just great, beautiful companies that are going far and beyond for the employee. Do they need to do that by any means? No. Do companies who do that should be applauded? Absolutely, in my book. So when a company doesn't do it, I sit there and go, okay, well, they decided not to do that. Sucks for the people that are working there. People that work at somewhere where it does,
but
what a blessing.
Be that as it may, Amazon is not going to be testing for cannabis. That's crazy. This other study, this is crazy, Joe. You know, you tell me, how does this work? A study of rats found that the extract of sativa roots promotes pain control, either by central inflammatory mechanism or as an anti-asthmatic activity.
How do they figure the rat has pain?
How do you know? That's what I want to know. Or they have asthma, and it's helping them with their asthma.
Well, that one, okay, the asthma. Well, no. You ready?
Then it breathes right.
You ready for this one? I think the rat could be on the little treadmill thing, right? The little spinning thing.
And he's limping?
Well,
And then all of a sudden he stops.
I'm only
going
with the asthma.
All of a sudden he stops limping?
I'm only logically going with the asthma, going he didn't breathe as heavy. But for
the
pain?
No, it promotes
pain. How you look
control.
At a rat and go, or how, they put some
it's
type of thing?
It's one thing to test it on tumors in rats. That they can
Because you can see it grow.
See
exactly.
It. Go get
but
smaller
pain,
or whatnot.
How do you see pain on a rat?
The rat's not squealing maybe anymore? Or?
When they poke it? Like what? How do you do pain on a rat? That is a tough one.
I don't know. I just figured, I thought that was kind of, I don't want to say funny because it's a good result. Exactly how they get there and how the rat talks to them, I'm not really quite sure, Joe.
Well, I always think when I hear rat, I always think of the, The Who? Not 6ix9ine. I actually think of Two Live Crew, which they say, just nibble on my, like a rat does cheese. Somebody say, hey, we want some.
Yours.
You know what song that is, right? Just nibble
on my. So, Joe,
you want
to hear another old lawyer story?
I would love to hear one,
so this
please.
Wasn't
I was
going
to tell you another study, too, about participants increasing overall wellness with CBD use, but I would love to hear your personal one instead.
So, yeah, that'll be another time. I might forget this one.
You might forget it right now as you're telling it.
This has been a while ago, but there was a deposition of a witness in a case, okay? Not my client.
So you're attacking this person.
No, the other side set the deposition of a witness.
And you're going after.
It doesn't
matter.
Yeah, I forget what side I was on in the case. It doesn't really matter at this point. I think I represented an injured worker.
Okay.
At this point. And they were taking the deposition of someone who, a coworker. And the other attorney who set the deposition set it at his office. So I go into the room where they have the deposition.
No lawyers? Actually, no judges?
No judges. No
okay.
Judges. So both opposing sides sit across from each other. But I decided because it wasn't my client, I'd be sitting across the table with my client. I wanted to see the witness. I wanted to see how she reacted, how she answered questions. I wanted to see her face. And gauge, is this person telling the truth or whatnot? So I sit down directly across from the witness, where normally the person taking the depo who set the deposition sits. So I sit down in that seat. Now there's room next to me, big ass table. He's only one person over, right? And the guy comes in the room and says, excuse me, you're in my seat. And I said, excuse me? I don't see your name on it.
Did you say that?
I did. And then he says, you know what? You're going to have to move. And I said, who? You and what army is going to move me? And actually, years later, we became friends, but it wasn't real good at the
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. I was
this,
a son of a bitch.
This was when you were younger as well?
Yeah,
young, cocky,
yeah,
Craig Wasserman out of UCLA.
You.
Fuck you and eat my ass.
Fuck you.
Was this guy a younger whippersnapper
no,
too?
No, he was a little older than me.
Wow.
I got another good one, too. I had this old lawyer right when I first started practicing. And it was funny. I was doing workers' compensation. And at the time I started practicing workers' comp, the whole law changed. After 20, 30 years of the same shit, right, it changed. So all new cases, new injuries from January 1st of whatever year it was forward, it was under new laws. So I just had gotten into it, so I read the new laws. So here I am in court with this old fucker arguing about a case, and he made some comment about me being young. I go, well, ain't that fucking something that I'm exactly where you are today? Because it was a new case, a new date of injury, which fell under the new laws, which I knew as much as anybody else because they just came out. It wasn't like he'd been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
All that shit was law that was applied to old cases.
Right, right, right.
So I said, man, isn't it a shame that I'm at the same place you are after 2 years out of law school and you're doing this 30 years?
Did he just look at you like you son of a
yeah.
bitch?
Yeah, it was another son of a bitch moment.
Well, you know, welcome to the show with you son of a bitch and Joe Grande from Cannabis Talk 101.
We don't take shit.
A.K.A. the Pop Brothers at Law. We want to thank you guys for always listening to us all around the world. And once again, if it's time for anything, it's dime time, folks. Don't forget to check out Dime Industries, Cali FX, the Pop Brothers at Law. Give them a call, 1-800-855-WASP-LAW. for all your needs, especially if you're in California.
Or wherever you are. We have that referral network worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. So they can help you and get connected. G4 Live coming up, Terpene Warehouse. We want to thank you guys as well. And, of course, Connector. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.